Well, we were speaking, of course, during the break about the upcoming brouhaha at City Council, or lack of brouhaha in terms of the Bill of Rights Patriot Act stuff, which I'm not going to spend a lot of time on because it looks like nothing is happening there. And the group that was doing it, I guess they're throwing a press conference, the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, at 6:30 at City Hall on Tuesday. That will be after the ANZA seniors get screwed at 3 o'clock in the 3 o'clock session. Maybe they won't get screwed if enough people show up. Are you going to be there supporting the seniors, you think? Or what's your...
Yeah, I'll go down there at 1 o'clock on Tuesday.
Going to the town clock for their demonstration?
For the demonstration, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is a city council that's not interested in rent control. And, you know, they're selling them out, just like they've been selling all the tenants out by not doing rent control, because they represent a different group of people.
What about this claim that they're saying that they're too poor to pay these legal costs?
Well, they're not too poor to pay legal costs when their cops run roughshod over everybody who's poor or speaks out against them on local issues here, to pay out legal costs, being in court on those issues, and you know, to have all these cops running around, 8 cops on the scene if someone's sitting on the sidewalk, and to have people you know, the city manager making what, about $160,000 a year. They're not too poor to do that. I mean, they're not too poor to do this then either, in my opinion.
I gotcha.
This is something worthwhile, but they're not afraid of spending the money when it's on something else. This is just something they're not interested in doing.
I know they've spent over, well, I don't know how many thousands of dollars on this the chalking trials of Becky Johnson, which you can catch if you go to www.counterpunch.org and look for the Hopscotch Rebellion. That's her first article. I think a second article will be appearing on that. She went to court last week, and they're charging her another $160. Again, and it's but you've got you yourself, of course, have been arrested for, or cited for, and occasionally arrested for jaywalking, as I have, in circumstances where ordinary people wouldn't get such citations. But we are both political activists, so they seem, that's at least my theory as to why they're doing it.
Right.
Any reports on, I don't know, whether it's the Patriot Act issue or other issues generally you want to bring to the attention of the community? I know you used to have a radio show here, and you've been working awfully hard at other things and haven't been able to do your radio show. Take a minute if you want to say something about what's been happening.
Well, I think what's gone on with the work against the Patriot Act here in town, I think is important. I think it's commendable that people have gotten together and have been, you know, putting this issue to the city council of, hey, put the teeth back into this resolution you passed. Make this a real resolution that where the city government is instructing its staff not to work with the feds in violating human rights, civil rights here in Santa Cruz. And Scott Kennedy has said all along that he's really not interested in doing this. He was the one who originally took this out of the first resolution on November 12th of last year. And but people in the group kind of had illusions in him. Actually, not kind of. They had some pretty deep illusions in him, with his promises of putting this on the agenda. And now he's broken that promise. He's not going to put the issue on the agenda. He's ignoring 2,000 people in this town who've signed petitions saying, put the teeth back into this. We want, you know, and the group passed the idea that what was being asked for is a ordinance like Arcata has, which is law. And also included in that, when staff get into any trouble with the feds, the city government will pay for legal expenses in dealing with that, so that the city's not part of violating human rights under the Patriot Act. But this city government refuses to take that stand. And now Scott Kennedy, with all his promises to this group, and this group having basically severed its ties with the people in this community who've really been active in trying to keep the city government accountable. Now that they have severed those ties, the city government has turned around and as part of a deal, at least in their minds, to get some action, they've gone after you, they've gone after me, and this group drove me out of the group, and now they've come, the city government has turned around and said, no, we're not going to put this on the agenda. Scott Kennedy basically lied. He lied to these people, and I think it shows something about how kissing the asses of the city government really doesn't accomplish anything on something the city government doesn't want to do.
I think kissing the ass of the city government just gives you a dirty mouth.
Gives you a dirty mouth. Yeah. Now they've got a dirty mouth, and they've driven away their real allies. Although, you know, this is not an issue that I'm going to be silent on just because this group doesn't want me to be a part of their group. And I've recently written an article which is posted on Indie Media dealing with this issue and, you know, going in depth about what I think is involved in it.
So getting back to Danza, what can people do, do you think, to stand up to this? I guess certainly showing up at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, maybe showing up at 3 at the town clock, at 3 o'clock at the city council meeting on Monday. I guess I'm also looking for rent control more broadly in Santa Cruz for not just, you know, a small favored group of people, but for everybody. And I want to keep it in place for the people who already got it. I mean,
Well, the best we can do is speak out, be part of this action, you know, go down to support these people at 1 o'clock and be clear and honest and also try to move forward. You know, I've run twice in the elections in terms of kicking these people out in city government who aren't interested in rent control, aren't interested in the rights of tenants. For a lot of people this is frustrating because it hasn't accomplished a whole lot yet, although I think it does keep pressure on them and maybe keep things from getting worse faster and accomplish some things now and then. That's what it is. It's the long haul and just not letting them get away with it, giving them the bad publicity they deserve for the things they're doing in the city government.
I've got an email sort of secondhand from one of the Danza folks who mentions there's a meeting next Tuesday at 5. I wanted to correct her. It's not 5, it's 3. Make sure you get there at 3. Apparently she's at home studying the proposed 34-year lease, 60 pages long, which is an amendment to the current rent control ordinance. I guess all you folks who've got long attention spans and good eyesight, you can check out the lease. Steve, thank you for coming on the air briefly. I talked longer, but I got 11 minutes left in the show.
Okay.
Other folks chat.
Good show. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
A lot. And the phone line's open, 427-3772, if anyone wants to get in a couple of comments before we reach the end of the show time here at Free Radio. The show will be returning on Thursday, assuming I'm still in good shape, 6 o'clock in the evening, and we're going to be picking up, hopefully, if Roxanne can speak again. She'll be giving us an update on the CPS situation. And also, I'm trying to get her to talk about council member, former Mayor Crone's most recent writings and his own criticisms of the city manager and other things and what that amounts to. I liked it as an indication of something positive. I think she may regard it as a form of hypocrisy and something that simply sort of shows more politicianing. But I'll let her speak for herself on that when she comes to the air. There's going to be a meeting soon this week of the new street performers group that is, I guess, a union that's forming of street performers to protect individual street performers, and indeed Mike True, the guitarist whose music graces this show. He's got that great song Desperado, which I think I'll go out on, having come in on it. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll pull another one. CJ or CL? I'm getting a little confused here in my old age. We've got plenty of street musicians here. We got Johnny Smith, some great tunes. CJ Stock has got some good music, and of course Ernie. I'm looking to play more street music on this show. There's a meeting of the union. We're trying to find some ways to restore basic rights for performers, and not just basic rights, but basic sanity to the community, where performers were scapegoated because the city attorney wanted to placate the merchants by criminalizing homeless people in most of the public spaces. and eliminating the youth culture in most of the public spaces and that sort of thing. And the way to do that necessarily required also going after street performers and political tablers who aren't so nice about it. But there is this move-along law, which there had been apparently a hiatus on. That's the law that says if you have a table for more than 61 minutes in one place on the mall, you can be subject to a citation. That's the law that Steve Argue, the last speaker, is going to trial for in October. They'd laid off that law for a couple of months, so they apparently haven't laid off the prosecution of Steve Argue. But Mike True, as I mentioned before, part of the Street Performers Union, has now been approached by, I believe it was Ananda Heinrich, of the Pacific Trading Company, the company that gave us no seating space, removed all the public seating space in front of, on the planter there, in front of their upscale clothing store to make sure that unsightly and inappropriate people, including street musicians, do not hang out. Certain people like Mr. Twister and clowns and certain favored musicians are okay, but they want to have, you know, that private proprietary control of the sidewalk. This, of course, is nonsense and unconstitutional, but the city goes along with it, just like it goes along with gutting rent control at De Anza, just like it goes along with ridiculous prosecutions for chalking First Amendment rights on the sidewalk, just to go along, as well as it goes along with the, similarly to the way they go along with the illegal to be homeless sleeping ban that makes it criminal for to do an essential human function at night. After 11 o'clock at night, it's a crime to sleep on all public property, even in your own vehicle, parked legally on public property. The same kind of process is happening. So Mike True has moved along by Heinrich within the last week, and so the so-called fever is on again, to quote Tom Noddy's infamous phrase, the fever is broken. He thought that somehow by defeating the one juggling law and having a celebration downtown only in Santa Cruz, we could just roll forward into the idyllic era. He actually didn't say this, and I think he has a broader perspective. He was working on limited issues, and I'm glad he is working on those issues. I just think we need to focus on broader issues and more intensely on those individual issues. People have got to be able to use public spaces downtown, all kinds of people. And we have to eliminate the downtown ordinances, restore some voluntary guidelines, use mediation, eliminate the police state mentality downtown, and start getting together the kinds of voluntary associations that can have some real effect on changing things in a positive way, without creating a repressive climate. That's always been my line here at Free Radio or on my show. And you might have your line too, if there is a line available, if you're up for it. Let's see, I may have an email here. Looks like Huff has been invited to, you heard actually all of us have been invited to the 1 o'clock demonstration at the town clock on Tuesday for De Anza, as well as to the 3 o'clock session at City Council. I guess it would be a 2 o'clock session, too. And Steve Argue has a very interesting piece online about Scott Kennedy. He talked about that earlier. I'm trying to see if there's anything new on the Indie Media website. That's a website I recommend. It's www.santacruz.indiemedia. And it looks like there's a cow person is approaching with a cow person hat here in the studio. I may have to ask for some ID. Excuse me, miss, do you have any ID on you? I hear some keys jangling. I don't know what that means. It's a key situation. Actually, I think I recognize you. You are aren't you not the talk show host who's going to be on later today? What's coming up at 3 o'clock there? Anything you want to tell folks about? Just grab the old mic.
I'm going to be rebroadcasting an interview that John Malkin did with Scott Ritter. Scott Ritter is a Gulf War veteran and a former Marine officer who has written a book called Frontier Justice. And he's going to be talking about his role as a UN weapons inspector. And anyhow, I'm going to be rebroadcasting that at 3 o'clock. And you may know Scott Ritter opposed the invasion of Iraq, even though he's a Republican. So we're going to be playing that at 3. And then at 4 o'clock, I'm going to have local activists Mike and Maureen Smith in here as guests. We're going to be talking about electronic voting machines, the Florida election scandal, and other issues regarding voting and elections. And then I'm not really sure what I'm going to do after that. I may rebroadcast an interview that V-Man did on his show last week with some variety of folks who had just returned from Cancun. So anyway, that's some of what you'll be hearing later.
All right. Thank you. And that's at 3 o'clock this afternoon on, is it Cut Your Hair and Get a Fucking Job? Yeah, it's a fine show with a fine title. If I'd known that title, who knows, I might have done something similar, but a little late in the game. Lots of stuff we weren't able to get to today. I wanted to do an update on Todd Micaria's case. That's the medical marijuana guy who is being the doctor who prescribes medical marijuana for many people. I think he may well be charging $150 a pop as usual, or $100, which is unfortunate. Most of these doctors do. But given the amount of pressure he's under, I don't really begrudge him, but I wish we had a way of getting some decent, cheap marijuana. Huff and Puff project, that's Huff's project to do distribute marijuana free on the streets of Santa Cruz, is still in the gestation stages. We are actually considering just trying to get an indication of the need for medical marijuana by getting together a list of people and then going public with it. That's possible, although again, the problem of exposing people's names in such situations, always problematic, always, you know, who knows what. Well, I think we're rolling into the end of the show here, and I'm, of course, loaded with tapes to play and stuff to do. I had today's paper. I was going to comment on the today's editorial on the mental health, the mental health consortium. We didn't get a chance to talk about that. But we talked about much more important issues, which is the fundamental oppression that has to be overcome. And we got some indication of local organizing against that earlier in the day. Not sure what's going on today. Let me take a quick look around here. Of course, we've got Medea Benjamin coming up Wednesday, September 24th. The Vets Hall, Free Radio Santa Cruz benefit. That's us. So, hey, get your tuckus down there. And Medea's, I haven't heard her speak, but I understand she's a good speaker. Probably been on the air a number of times, and I've missed it, or maybe I heard it and didn't know who she was. I'm going to roll into a little extro music, and we've introed, now we can extro. Let's hear a little of that archetypal Free Radio Santa Cruz group, same people who put together the music, put together the station, that some of them, who are bringing my voice to you right now. And if you have any questions regarding any of these issues, I'm reachable at 423-HUFF, 4833, that's 423-4833. Show will be coming back on Thursday, 6 to 8. You can also catch me at Baker's Square. Free coffee, you can't afford it, 8:30 in the morning. Huff is going to get into different issues. John Maurer's case is coming up. Paul Sanford will be defending John Maurer for wearing a small sign in his hat. He's gotten two $162 citations, and they backed off once they heard an attorney was defending the case, but that's kind of the cowardly approach. Not every street person can have an attorney. Not every person on the street has those kinds of resources. We have to get a whole new perspective and a whole new series of precedents that tells the city attorney and the police department, no, they're not just an auxiliary of the downtown association to run around and selectively enforce laws that discriminate against poor people downtown. Even if vice mayor and soon to be, God help us, mayor Scott Kennedy thinks it's an appropriate thing to do. Got to change that. So help us change it. Tune in next week. Get out there and support the De Anza seniors, support ending the Bill of Rights violations locally in Santa Cruz and nationally. And, of course, we'll be doing that together, hopefully.